Tucker Carlson, Trump's prosecution isn't just political, it's ideological. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 13, 2023. Tucker Carlson told his viewers that former President Donald Trump's prosecution isn't just political, it's ideological, and said the Washington, D.C. establishment is targeting Trump for his staunch anti-war stance. Carlson said Trump made himself the blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government, when he called out the D.C. establishment over their Iraq war lies. "We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied, they said there were weapons of mass destruction. There was none. And they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction," Trump said in a 2016 debate clip Carlson aired on the third episode of his Twitter show. Carlson said, "The prosecution of Donald Trump is transparently political. He's literally Joe Biden's main political opponent. He's polling over 60% among Republican voters right now. So Joe Biden is doing what no president has ever dared to do. He's using law enforcement to lock up his chief rival. That's happening right now. Anyone who denies it's happening is lying to you. But actually, it's worse than that. Trump's prosecution isn't just political. It's ideological. Nobody with Trump's views is allowed to have power in this country. Criticize our wars, and you're disqualified. If you keep it up, we'll send you to prison. That's the message Washington is sending, not just the Democratic Party is sending, but both parties are sending." Carlson also highlighted how billions of documents in Washington, D.C. are classified because it is a caste system where ordinary Americans don't have the necessary clearances to know what's going on. Carlson said, "Washington is a city where internal memos about Labor Day are classified because everything is classified. Your government has classified more than a billion federal documents, most of them boring, pointless, and a danger to no one, and locked them away in secret. You can't see them because you may be an American citizen, but not really. And therefore, you don't have the necessary clearances to know what's going on. And by the way, none of this is done in order to make America safer. Any more than COVID restrictions were designed to keep you healthy. No. It's a caste system. That's the point, and you're the untouchable in this hierarchy." Carlson criticized Trump's former CIA director and Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for being one of many establishment politicians who ingratiated themselves to the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is, in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. Carlson showed a clip of Pompeo on Fox News from Tuesday, where he claimed Trump keeping White House documents is inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. Carlson said, "Pompeo promised, in fact, he swore to support the president's agenda. Why? Because that's the way a democracy works. You vote for a candidate in the belief that his appointees will carry out the policies that you voted for. It's not about the president. It's about you, the voter." But Pompeo didn't do that. He didn't even try to do that. In fact, he undermined Trump's often stated commitment to peace and non-intervention abroad. At every turn, his every waking hour was devoted to fomenting war in some faraway foreign country or other: Iran, Syria, Russia, North Korea. The list goes on. Carlson added that Trump is the one guy with an actual shot at becoming president who dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that one fact, they're trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right, and a lot of good people feel that way, Carlson said. Even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia. The destruction of that should keep you up at night. Yes, Donald Trump is a flawed man, but his sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. In this life we don't get to choose our martyrs. We can only choose our principles, and America's are at stake, Carlson concluded. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.